In a standoff with North Korea, the United States and South Korea appear to be talking tough but treading softly. The U.S. and South Korea have postponed naval maneuvers that were expected this week as a show of force against the North. South Korean and U.S. officials both concede there are very few options they can use against a dangerously unpredictable North Korean regime. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Seoul.
There has been a lot of talk in South Korea about tough sanctions against North Korea. After all, South Korea is convinced a North Korean submarine mounted a sneak attack, torpedoing the South Korean ship, the Cheonan, in the middle of the night, leaving 46 South Korean sailors dead. The South Korean government confirmed that belief when an international committee of inquiry concluded a North Korean submarine was responsible. South Korean President Lee Myung-bak has been talking tough throughout this crisis. That's the tone he struck a few days ago, speaking through an interpreter at an Asian security conference in Singapore.
North Korea has repeatedly attacked us time and time again, but every time we exercise patience and restraint for the sake of peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula. But if we are to once again tolerate North Korea's blatant act of violence, then I believe that will not promote but endanger the peace and stability of the Korean Peninsula and that of Northeast Asia.
The U.S., too, has used tough words. This is Defense Secretary Robert Gates at the same conference.
The nations of this region share the task of addressing these dangerous provocations. Inaction would amount to an abdication of our collective responsibility to protect the peace and reinforce stability in Asia. North Korea must cease its belligerent behavior and demonstrate clearly and decisively that it wants to pursue a different path.
Nonetheless, in its appeal to the UN Security Council, Seoul has not explicitly asked for new sanctions against North Korea. The Security Council is thus more likely to issue a statement of rebuke, which carries far less weight than a sanctions resolution. This is consistent with the general mood in South Korea. Yes, there has been a lot of talk of war, but almost no one here believes it's a real possibility, says Andrei Lankov, a professor of Korean history at Kukmin University.
Neither South nor North Korea really wants it to develop into a large-scale provocation. It goes without saying that neither side wants a war. It's a kind of stalemate.
North Korea, though, has not cooperated in the effort to defuse the crisis. North Korea halted most trade with the South. When South Korea said it would take the matter to the UN, North Korea unleashed a fusillade of belligerent rhetoric, threatening all-out war. Then Seoul leaked plans to hold joint naval exercises with the U.S. this week just off the west coast of Korea. The maneuvers were said to involve the U.S. carrier George Washington. Now the maneuvers have been postponed, among the reasons to give time for diplomacy at the UN. Also, it appears China was not happy with a large-scale exercise not far from its coast, and there were concerns about provoking North Korea further. Secretary of Defense Gates acknowledged the difficulty of formulating an effective response in comments over the weekend.
I think there is no good answer. You can bring together additional pressure. You can do another resolution at the UN. But as long as the regime doesn't care what the outside world thinks of it, as long as it doesn't care about the well-being of its people, there's not a lot you can do about it, to be quite frank, unless you're willing at some point to use military force, and nobody wants to do that.
For its part, North Korea called South Korea's appeal to the UN Security Council an intolerable provocation and threatened to retaliate. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Seoul.